the seeing of God. He hath not beheld iniquity in Jacob, neither hath he seen perverseness in Israel. The Lord his God is with him, and the shout of a king is among them. Numbers chapter 23, verse 21. What a text this is. What truths are embedded here. What fullness is contained therein. First, the seeing of God. He hath not beheld iniquity in Jacob. Neither hath he seen perverseness in Israel. The text gives me a look through the eyes of God. It reveals that he sees as he looks upon his blood. That blood bought the people. And even although Jacob was at the beginning a supplanter, yet the blood of Jesus Christ availed for him. His scheming, his cunning, and his craft was exposed. But God gave him a dream, and he saw the way through to Emmanuel's land by the ladder that joins both heaven and earth together. God's eye cannot find one speck of iniquity upon a soul that is washed in the blood of the Savior. So much for the seeing of God. What about the shielding of God? It says the Lord his God is with him. This shielding of God is a matter of covenant contract. We have here the covenant person, the Lord. We have here the covenant redeemer, Jehovah. And we have here the covenant people, his God. The people knew him as their God. He's not foreign to his people. He's not afar off to his people. He's not a stranger to his people. He is their God. And he says to me, I am his God. The covenant promise is with him. What a promise. In every important present tense, it is with his people. How sweet is this abiding presence of Christ. In his presence there is fullness of joy. So much for the seeing of God and the shielding of God. What about the shouting of God? The shout of the king is among them. What a shout is a shouting of God. Strikes terror to his foes. It strikes triumph in the heart of his friends. It is a royal shout. It's the shout of a king. It is a relaxed shout. It's among them. This is a shout in which we participate. The God of victory is not afar off. He's amongst us as he goes up with a shout to those who follow him. May we listen to his shout, obey his commandments, and know continually his saving presence. Amen and amen.